When I was a boy growing up on the Isle of Wight, one of the local news items at Christmas was the report about whether and when the parcels of food, drink and presents had been delivered to the lighthouse keepers on the Needles Lighthouse. Often heavy seas could delay their arrival. And I used to think how nice it would be to spend Christmas in a lighthouse. It was a romantic dream, because I'm sure the reality was quite different, and the men in the lighthouse would much have preferred to be at home with their family and friends. Christmas can sometimes appear to be a romantic dream, a nostalgic moment, reinforced by our Christmas trees and decorations. The Old Testament prophets such as Isaiah can reinforce that nostalgia, talking about the wolf living with the lamb, the panther lying down with the kid, the cow and the bear making friends, the child playing on the cobra's hole. Do we believe all that to be possible? The first Christmas wasn't romantic. It was the birth of Jesus, the Word of God made human, into a less than ideal situation, into the lives of a people oppressed by an occupying power, a people whose lives were often cruel and harsh. These people were often afraid of life and had little hope. So many times throughout his life, Jesus was to start conversations with people by first saying, "Do not be afraid." He had come in the name of God, not to intimidate, but to set free, and show people the way in which they could live in peace. Peace within themselves, between themselves, with God and the whole of creation. Christmas may be a time for romantic dreams and nostalgia. We need a bit of that in our lives. More importantly, it's a time for vision. For vision that brings hope. In our everyday lives, at home, work, where we spend our leisure time, we can often feel intimidated, vulnerable, lonely, lost, have a sense of failure. We need those words, "Do not be afraid." We need to know life can be different. In the yearnings of our heart, we are a people searching for something we have not yet found. What we are looking for is life, ultimately eternal life, life in its fullness, life with God. Life comes when we know we are loved and we are able to love. We were made for love. At the same time, we are so often aware that we do the exact opposite of loving. We alienate and are alienated. Into our yearnings for love and the alienation of our lives comes Jesus, who opens to us the way to life. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. If we follow him, our vision becomes a reality. We need our poets to express our dreams. Isaiah was such a poet, a great poet. He knew that the wolf and the lamb, the panther and the kid, the child and the cobra were made not to be enemies, but to be friends, so that there could be peace, shalom, peace on earth and goodwill amongst all people.